stand for, visit nfhs.org.
All right, we're back. Good morning. Time for our morning zoo edition.
Good morning.
Tom Schmall, what are you doing sitting here? I thought you'd be on a bobcat today moving this ton of snow around.
Oh, I just love to see this white stuff, so I'm enjoying it.
No,
before
you
I
don't.
Get out and blow it off.
Come on. No, you don't. Hey, zoo time coming up. Big opener 2025 season.
Yes.
Soon upon us here.
Indeed.
Kathy Dickman, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Very well.
Good,
very
good.
Well. We're busy, busy, busy. Well,
you were saying the word is slammed. I'm
slammed.
Getting slammed
we're
here because
slammed.
I got a lot going on, and you do.
And then that's you know, it's good. This slowed us down a little for ground preparation, pastures, things like that that we'd normally be dragging pretty soon and getting them all.
It's going to make your zoo very green, though.
It's going to make the zoo very green. We have cleanup day scheduled for a week from this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
For the 12th of April. That's okay. Saturday before Easter.
Get that on your calendar, folks.
Get that on your calendar.
And if there's a change, we'll tell you about it.
You'll tell everybody about it. We'll tell everybody about it. Stay tuned for that.
Okay.
Because if it's really still wet, there may be. But right now, let's think about the 12th. Otherwise, that moves us to Easter Saturday, which may or may not be a good thing. Sometimes people go, hey, this would be a cool thing to do with the fam Easter. But right now, the 12th is our big cleanup day. And stay tuned, because if it's a little wet, some things can't be raked because it'll just tear it up.
Got it.
Yeah.
And that is a job down there, because the zoo's a big place. You got a lot of ground to cover.
It is.
So the more people showing up, the better.
It is wonderful. And the more that show up, the bigger dent we can put in that.
That's true. That is true.
I always say this, it's almost a cliche with me, but once the community comes in and rakes, everything just, like you said, it greens up.
Yeah. Well, and I got to ask something, too, and I know this, too, because you've had military training. Things, and you get a lot of people showing up for cleanup day. Mm-hmm. All they got to do is show up, and I'm sure you are very, very.
We are ready.
Absolutely, and can tell them, you know, go here and do this.
And some of them are such, speaking of military, are veterans to this,
right.
Are veterans to cleanup day, that they just go, I'm going over my usual spot, taking the family over the levee. We're going to be over by the camel.
I was
going
to ask, do you have people coming going, okay, I'll take this because I did it last year.
Yes.
We had a good time with it.
Yes. In fact, some people say, should I go here? And I go, that's reserved because some of their family always does the gate because they know the vines and the plant life over there or something. We're pretty excited about the new season and can't get here soon enough for us.
Yeah, so stop down and see what's new at the zoo, because every year it just seems like there's something.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Before.
So, and then you can see those little black chicks and ducks that you didn't get to see on our canceled hop into spring, but we have them and they're there, and it's going to be fun and a lot of things.
All right, awesome. Tom Schmaltz, I was really worried because you're the only one I make coffee for in this place, and the filters that I put in that coffee machine aren't the big filters, so if you got coffee grounds in your coffee, my apologies.
No, it's all good. It gives me something to chew on in the Bobcat.
It's fiber.
Yeah,
it's fiber diet.
It's all good.
So what's your function during cleanup day? Are you kind of the, do you direct traffic down there too?
I'm the gopher.
Okay.
So wherever we need me to run, the radio's going, they need this, they need that. We have a lot of good volunteers. We put them on the gators to haul leaves and stuff away. And I just, wherever it's needed, if something happens, they need rakes over here, whatever, just run back and forth.
Can you get all that done in one day? Because, there's just so much.
We get, I shouldn't say all, but we get a big chunk of it. It's usually 75 to 100 people show up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not all about the raking. They get a sneak peek at the zoo, too.
Sure.
And it instills in the kids a work ethic, how to help and volunteer. And they get to see stuff. And that's an important part. And then throughout the year, we'll hear them tell people when they come back through, we raked this, or we were in the tiger exhibit, we were in the kangaroo exhibit, or we were you know, over at the lemur exhibit. You know, it gives them pride, and the kids especially. And I think even more than the kids, the adults, they just don't say anything.
Yeah.
They just remind the kids, hey, do you remember when we were in the lemur exhibit and we were raking it and hanging from the ropes and stuff?
Well, let's dig deep into this, because the psychology of like ownership. Yes. These kids can come down and it's like, hey, I got some ownership in that amazing zoo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a big thing. Yeah. We met a junior keeper last night who is no longer a junior keeper. I kept staring at her and I was like, we're out in public. And I said, gosh, I know her. I know when she came. She goes, I started at the zoo when I was 9. You know, she's now 30 and, you know, it's.
Right.
And you remember, they remember, and it's great. They still come to the zoo. So, yeah, it's a good thing. And like Tom said, sometimes they'll go, you know, they'll be with friends. I'll bring friends back to the zoo, those who came for cleanup day. And then they'll say, well, no, we can't go over that fence. But we were over that fence before because we got to help over that fence, you know. So it is a sense of ownership. And it's true. The Chinkapa Zoo belongs to everybody. Mm-hmm. So come down, grab your piece of ownership and hang out with us, you know, whether it be cleanup day or the season. We can't wait to see you.
So one more time, cleanup day is tentatively
April 12th, starting at 8 a.m. We will have a noon lunch for volunteers and water and all that good stuff throughout the day. So starts at 8 and goes till you don't have to, you know, you don't have to give us 4 hours or 6 hours or, you know, come in. If your family says, you know, we have plans that day because it's going to be nice and we made other plans, come for an hour. We'll take it. you can do a lot in an hour.
I love hearing that. And if you can, I mean, it's not mandatory, but if you can, bring rakes.
Gloves.
We have some science school students coming over, and they're in a dorm, so they don't have the rakes. So we have some rakes at the zoo if you don't have them. We have some while supplies last. But, yeah, limited supply on our rakes, but rakes, we have some.
Yeah, rakes and shovels are a good thing if they bring it for scooping the leaves into the barrels and the back of the gators. That's always a great plus.
However they do it at home is how they can just do it at the zoo. If they say, no, my gloves are best, I'm just going to scoop them up. We have people driving around that will empty those barrels and keep everybody going.
Get excited, folks. 2025 Chinkapa Zoo season. Soon going to be here, get things open, and can't wait to see what you
Absolutely.
Got down here at Chinkapa Zoo. Tom and Kathy, thanks so much for
stopping in.
See you next Thursday. Coming up on 8:30 here, the Voice of the Valley. Good morning.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
That's Carlson Family Insurance in Wahpeton, representing auto owners insurance. Visit Carlson Family Insurance Agency in Wahpeton today. Call 672-6002 or on the web at www.cfiagency.com.
Got a cloudy sky. 34 degrees. Thursday, April 3rd, from the Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. Formal charges have been filed against the Fargo man seen in a video keying a Tesla Cybertruck parked at Costco in West Fargo over the weekend. Ryan Williams, 25, is charged with one felony count of criminal mischief with damage between $2,000 and $10,000. Mitch Benson owns the Cybertruck and posted the video his vehicle took of the incident to social media. Investigators used cameras from the Cybertruck and nearby businesses to identify Williams, who admitted to the vandalism. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
A Minnesota man will be spending the next two decades in federal prison for distributing child pornography. Craig James Myron was sentenced Tuesday to 21 years in prison, followed by 10 years of supervised release, for his involvement with a site on the dark web dedicated to the advertisement and distribution of images and videos depicting child sexual abuse and his possession of similar material in his apartment. According to court documents, the evidence presented at trial, the 47-year-old used an account with a unique username to make over 1,000 posts in which he shared images of child sexual abuse. U.S. District Court Judge Eric C. Tostrud, in handing down the sentence, said that Myron's depraved mind and his refusal to accept any responsibility for his crimes created a serious need to protect the public. A Bemidji man will spend 6 years in federal prison for tracking fentanyl. U.S. Attorney's Office said 29-year-old Patrick Strong traveled with two co-defendants from Bemidji to Minneapolis to purchase $10,000 worth of fentanyl last spring. The two were stopped by a state trooper the next day, and a search turned up nearly 100 grams of fentanyl powder, a ghost machine gun, and a large-capacity magazine. Authorities seized a shotgun and 23 grams of methamphetamine in a search of Strong's in a co-defendant's apartment. Pair was in custody when officers found 30 grams of fentanyl in their possession. Strong pleaded guilty in November. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information, now or anytime, just get over to our website, kbmwnews.com.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. Good morning, meteorologist Mick Kerr. Got your Thursday morning regional weather roundup. No more warnings, watches, or advisories. The winter storm warnings that were in place for a couple days were extended to 1 a.m., but as of 6 a.m., the last of the winter storm warnings expired across northern Minnesota. But it's still snowing there. Also snowing northeast South Dakota. Snowfall done in North Dakota. Now, these are snowfall reports done by weather observers. Bemidji, 10 inches. Near Alexandria, Garfield, 9.5. 8.5 in the Twin Cities suburb of Richfield, 8.5 Summit, South Dakota, 8 in Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Ellendale, North Dakota, 7.5 in Barnes County, Catherine, North Dakota, Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, 7.5, 7 in Langby and southeast of Moorhead, 7, 6 inches reported in Carrington and Fargo, and in that snow, over an inch of moisture, the most on the Minnesota side, 1.5 inches. So, as the low pulls away, expect light snow ending across Minnesota, but a cloudy day for all. There will be minimal melting today, highs in the 30s. Tomorrow, a weak disturbance will spit out a little more snow and rain. Then we'll watch the snow disappear through the weekend. April sun, temps in the 40s, 50s by Tuesday. Take a look at the national weather. Severe weather outbreak from East Texas to Pennsylvania. Can't complain about the inconvenience of snow. It contained valuable topsoil moisture. Forecast specifics right after this.
Making changes when margins are tight can be scary. If you're thinking about switching to non-GMO corn, try Bass.